Hey, God bless you, and I have a daily manna. Praise the Lord. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the living God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Manna, our spiritual bread, our spiritual food that builds our faith. Well, I believe it was yesterday. Yesterday, I did an exhortation, a teaching on the war in heaven. So if you haven't seen that, then you can check that one out. We'll put the link in the comment. But there was a war in heaven. Today, I want to talk to you about legal rights. And then later on in the week, I will talk to you about strongholds and what the difference is. So today, I am going to be short, but another important word of God and a teaching that is a follow-up of this war in heaven. Now, the war in heaven resulted in the devil being cast out of heaven into the earth, as well as the one third of all the angels that the Lord God had ever created. One third of them, imagine that is a vast number of holy angels that were fallen and were now fallen angels, no longer holy, but fallen. Imagine the havoc that they cause. And do they cause havoc? Absolutely. But do we have authority over them? Absolutely. Before I say another word, the Luke 10:19, where the Lord Jesus says, "Behold, I give unto you power over all the power of the devil, and to tread on serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." When the Lord said, "In my name you shall cast out devils," it's often skipped over in some traditional churches. I was completely astonished when I was at some conference, and that particular part of the Great Commission, I'm sure it's the end of the book of Mark, and the preacher deliberately skipped over the casting out of devils, deliberately, because it is in even the I would say polluted version of the Bible, because you have to be very careful. I trust the King James Version of the Bible. That's the authorized version. That is the first mainstream English translation. Of course, there is a similar one in German and in Dutch and in other languages, but it's that old-fashioned. And the language back then was richer. The language back then was more powerful and more poetic. Anyway, the Lord says, when the Lord says, "In my name you shall cast out devils," he also gives you the power. And if you meditate on Luke 10:19, if you take that scripture, then my goodness, begin to exercise that power, and the spirits will obey in the name of Jesus Christ. So the fallen angels we refer to as evil spirits. That's what they are. And they ought to be cast out, the Lord said. And the Lord himself, at his second coming, will deal with the devil. And but the evil spirits we shall cast out in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMessiah, our Savior, our Lord and Savior. So today I said I want to talk about legal rights. God bless you, Evangelist Rima, joining us here live. A lot of people watch them back, but I try and put out as much teaching as I can. Short, I want to be short and sweet today. Legal rights is... So the problem, there is a problem. This is a fallen world. And in this fallen world, we have fallen angels that were kicked, cast out of heaven by the Father, the Lord, and the Holy Spirit. They were banished out of heaven. They will never, ever be redeemed. And they are evil, fallen creatures, which we know as evil spirits. So praise the Lord for that, that we have power. Remember, we have power. So I just wanted to very quickly address legal rights. Legal rights are a doorway which evil spirits have to enter one's life. So the problem is that these spirits can indeed enter into somebody's life and bring havoc, cause havoc. And it's the authorized version of the Bible talks about being vexed by evil spirits. And there's many occasions in the Word of God where we see the Lord Jesus Christ demonstrating his power over Satan and casting demons out. And they came out of all variety of people, men, women. And legal rights is the term that I use in explaining why they would have a right to come into somebody's life. Now, the obvious one is sin. If there is sin, then the enemy can, the evil spirit can enter. That's a legal right. Why? Well, because sin is against God's word, is against God's law, is against what God said. We ought to repent and turn away from sin, not sin. But if there is sin, then that is a way the evil spirit can enter. And once it's entered, it must be cast out in the name of Jesus Christ. So hopefully the person will become or is already a believer in the name of Jesus Christ. The evil spirit can be cast out, especially, of course, once the person has turned away from sin and repented and turned towards the Lord Jesus Christ. But I don't want to get all theological here for a minute. Let's just keep it simple on legal rights. How does the devil get in? How does the evil spirit get in? In America, the term is, the language is more on demon. I'm used to the term evil spirit, but it's the same thing. And there is not any other thing. There is no alien. There is nothing else in the unseen. The unseen is evil spirits. When person go to a psychic, a person that thinks or has the ability to communicate with, and again, there are samples in the Bible, communicate with spirits. They don't know they're communicating with fallen angels. They don't know, most of them don't know they're communicating with evil spirits. They just think they have this gift. Well, if anyone was to consult psychic, that's another way an evil spirit can get in. And a tarot card reader, reading cursed cards, bringing curses. So let me deal with this. With illegal rights. Sin is an obvious way for the evil spirit to get in. Curses can be inherited. There are generational curses. There are the judgment of the sins of the fathers. And these need to be broken, of course. But that's another thing where an evil spirit can get in. Because there is a generational curse, or a person has been cursed, or a person has gone to somebody who's cursed. Any involvement in the occult, any dabbling into the occult, New Age, the occult, idol worship, that is an open door for Satan to enter. And it's not Satan himself that enters, but for an evil spirit to enter. And this is what the believers must be in understanding of this. The Lord has made it clear that he said, my people, they perish for a lack of knowledge. Thank you for your appreciations here. And I do see your messages, and I bless you all so much for watching. God bless you. I really appreciate all of you joining here, Sister Nyla included. God bless you all so much, Evangelist Raza, all of you. I will be commenting to your comments, but I want to bring, I will reply to your comments, and I appreciate you. I appreciate you so much for viewing, interacting, giving it a thumbs up, and from learning and passing this learning on by sharing it any way you like and can. So there are evil spirits, and they can enter into somebody's life, into somebody's body and soul, but only because of our legal rights. So if a person is committing sin, that's a legal right, an open door for an evil spirit to enter. Involvement in the occult, anything in the occult, anything in the New Age, anything that's to do with witchcraft, that is obviously completely interacting there with evil spirits, with the powers of darkness. So that's an automatic open door. Curses, mainly generational curses, curses that have been inherited. Might be a curse of anger. It might be a curse of barrenness, illegitimacy. It might be a curse of rejection. There are so many different curses. And I would, in another segment, once I've given you understanding, I would very happily do a curse breaking session, and we'll that is all to come. Addiction, bondage, addiction is another open door for the enemy to send an evil spirit in. A very big one here is rejection. I would say it's in the top two is rejection or abandonment and abuse. So hear me, please. When anybody has been rejected, that is such a pain, that is such a trauma, but it's an open door for an evil spirit to enter. I have ministered to thousands, and if not hundreds of thousands of people over the last 20 years, and rejection is a major problem. It is a horrific, traumatic thing to go through, and it's an open door for an enemy to come in. So when one has been rejected or abandoned, you need deliverance. You need somebody to exercise that authority from Luke 10:19 and cast the spirit out. But also first you break the curse. And you can tell it yourself to leave. You break the curse of rejection and ask the Lord to heal you if there is still pain. Abandonment, and this happens predominantly in childhood. And then the curse of rejection is very obvious. It's a curse that continues to haunt someone's life, and you often see that there is rejection by either parent or both parents, and then there's rejection in school, which is normally which is often then becomes the person is then being bullied. Being bullied is not accepted, is rejection again. And then rejection in relationships. From one, and relationships just do not work out because they're constantly, because of the curse of rejection that needs to be broken. But until it's broken, it seems that the person is attracting another rejector, another person who will reject again and again. Hence, the woman at the well that the Lord met, the Samaritan woman, and he said to the woman, the person you are now with is not your husband and you've been married four times already. In other words, there's a rejection. And the other big one is abuse. And I'm just touching on the surface here. Don't worry, I can go far more in depth. I really appreciate you all for watching, Sister Najima, Evangelist Rima, Sister Nyla. All of you are a blessing here today. So the other big one, the one that I'd say the number one is rejection, and the number two I'd say, in my experience, is abuse. And unfortunately, understand, Jesus always taught the kingdom. This is not the kingdom. Earth is not the kingdom. We are in a fallen world, unfortunately. And on top of a fallen world where mankind has rebelled against God, the fall of man, we also now have a fallen, the fallen angels that were kicked out of heaven to deal with as well. But we have authority. So in a fallen world, and I can't teach this enough, but in a fallen world, bad things happen to good people. That's the problem with the fallen world. And that's why we are so happy and looking forward to the kingdom everlasting, the kingdom of heaven, where Jesus Christ is king. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Jesus is king of kings and Lord of lords. And when he comes back, he's going to deal with the devil. But his kingdom is everlasting. And but unfortunately, like I said, in this fallen world, and that's why we as ministers and we as Christians, we are all servants of the Lord. We all ought to minister. We all ought to share the wonderful love of Jesus Christ. We ought to share what the Lord did on the cross. We ought to share his resurrection, especially this season, but every season. You know, the season of Passover, Pesha, which we are about to enter. So praise God. Abuse is a big one. Abuse is a big one. Abuse can be rape, molestation, but it can also be verbal abuse, and it can also be emotional abuse, even spiritual abuse. Abuse comes in many different forms. It's very evil, and it's an open door for evil spirits to enter. Yet the person has done nothing wrong. The person is the victim. Well, that's exactly the problem with the fallen world. In a fallen world where bad things happen to good people, innocent people, even children, and then it is a legal right, that's an open door for an evil spirit to enter. Our job as Christians and ministers is to do what Jesus said, and that is to, as Jesus said, he has come to heal the brokenhearted. And by ministering the word of God, by ministering the love of Jesus Christ, there can be healing. And praying for people, specifically for people, and pray for healing from that rejection, healing from that abuse. Because there first needs to be healing, break the curse, and then there will be deliverance. Deliverance is easy, but the ministering of the healing, that's more important first and foremost, because the enemy can hide in the pain. The enemy can hide in the soul wound. The evil spirit will hide in the soul wound. You got to heal the soul wound. How do you do that? Pray in the name of Jesus. For the Lord is faithful and answers prayer. So it really is a blessing. And if you like this teaching, you might be wondering, what is that picture at the back of me? Well, that is it's from a painting. It's not the real one, but it's from a painting. So it's a copy of a painting of Vincent van Gogh. You may have well known of the very famous Dutch painter, Vincent van Gogh. And this is one of my and my children's favorite. It's the Holy Bible. It's opened on the book of Isaiah. And there's a little psalm, a hymn book, a little hymn book there. It's a beautiful, beautiful painting. What is that at the back? You know? Curiosity. It's good to tell people what's going on. The everlasting kingdom. praise God, in that kingdom, which is everlasting, there's no end. It's forever. There is only love. There's only the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the Father, the Lord, and the Holy Spirit, and the saints, and the holy angels. Until we are there, we need to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, who gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth should not perish, but have everlasting life. And pray for the brokenhearted, which are the rejected, which are the abused, and other in other ways injured people, and then pray, take authority, break the curse, and then tell the evil spirit to leave. That's exercising your authority, casting it out in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, in my name you will, not maybe, no, you will cast out evil spirits. And when the disciples returned back to Jesus Christ and said, oh Lord, even the, when the 72 came back and said, Lord, even the, he sent them out in pairs. And he said, even the evil spirits are obey and are subject to your name. And the Lord said, straight away, the focus on the kingdom, the focus is on salvation. He said, don't rejoice about that. Rejoice only that your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that you are saved, that you are eternally saved, that your sins have been forgiven, and that you have salvation. That's to be rejoiced. That demons or evil spirits are subject to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is just a fact. And that's all it is. But they are not given any attention. You see that? The Lord Jesus did not give attention to the evil spirits. It's just very factual. Cast them out in Jesus' name. So continue to pray for those that you know and ask them. Ask them in your churches. Ask them in your, ask your brothers and sisters in the Lord. Ask them if there was pain, if there was rejection or abuse, the ones I've just mentioned, or was there involvement in the occult? Are there generational curses? And you will be surprised how powerful prayer is. And the Lord will heal and the Lord will deliver. And rest me to say a blessing. Father, I pray now in the name of Jesus Christ that if anybody here has been hurt or is wounded, is brokenhearted because of rejection, abuse, then I pray your healing upon them. I pray you heal each and every one of them listening, even now live and even later on in playbacks. Here on Facebook or on YouTube or even on the podcast, that Lord, heal each and every one listening. For you are the Lord that healeth, and you heal today, and you heal the brokenhearted. And I pray also, in agreement with those that are hearing and listening, break. I come in agreement and we break the curse. Whatever curse you need to break, we break it in the name of Jesus Christ. And we command the evil spirit to leave and cast it out in Jesus' name. Get out in the name of Jesus Christ. Leave now, for Jesus Christ is Lord. So God bless you. And it was a pleasure again checking in with you. There's a whole lot more coming. So stay tuned. Keep liking it. Keep sharing it. And know that I love y'all. See you soon for a whole lot more. Bye for now.